Welcome to True Story, the Public Relations Podcast, a space where we get a peek behind the scenes of brands and businesses that have a real story to tell. Because in today's world, we are done with perfect and fake. We want to support brands that aren't afraid to show their true colors. I'm your host, Whitney Lee, the founder of True Story PR, an agency focused on helping businesses show up authentically through their social media, PR, and more. We pride ourselves on always keeping it real. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm so excited because today we've got another interview for you and we're going to talk all about books. So naturally, when I thought about books, and we do some book launches ourselves, I thought about Jake. So Jake Kelfer is a four-time best-selling author and he's also the founder of Big Idea to Bestseller. So we're going to have him on today to talk all things about bringing your big idea to life. Jake, welcome to the show.
Whitney, it's so great to be here. Let's fire it up.
Yeah, glad to have you. And I know this is like totally your thing. So some of the people listening out there are either A, marketing and PR people. And so this could be relevant for themselves. They might be writing a book or maybe they've got a client or a boss or somebody that could benefit from this conversation. But why don't we start by, let's dive in and tell us about you a little bit.
Yeah, let me give you a backstory and I'll preface it with this. I think that every adventure of my life and my professional career has been evolved when I write a book. And so you'll understand as I kind of give the backstory here. So I didn't think I was going to be an author at the age of 23. Okay. I thought the role of life was I was going to be a sports agent. I was going to make a lot of money. I was going to buy a house, buy an island, have a family, have kids, do all that stuff. And then once I had quote unquote made it, I would then become an author, speak, and give back. But as fate would have it, that's not how life went for me. And I'm working at a college for the Los Angeles Lakers, and it was Kobe Bryant's final NBA season. And he really inspired me, and there were some other things that happened. But long story short, I was like, I need to make my impact now. There's no reason to wait. I can help people today. And so I came home and I asked myself, what do I know and how can I help? And the truth was at 23 years old, I didn't know a whole lot, right? I was in my first job. But what I did know was how I got that job. And I knew that a lot of my friends in my fraternity and my younger brother were asking me, how do I get this internship? How do I interview better? And so I was like, you know what? Let's go big. Let's write a book. So fast forward 6 months, Kobe retires, I retire, and I launch my first book to the world. And that became the first entrance for me into really being an author and running a business on the back end. And so that led to me speaking, that led to colleges using my book, that led to me, you know, starting to be known as this millennial career guy. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And fast forward, I ended up doing this big event for basketball because I still wanted to work in basketball. And I had some success there. And I was like, why did I have success? Well, I had success because of the relationships. So what did I do? I wrote a book, Elevate Your Network. And then fast forward, we hit the pandemic. I'm like, okay, I need to make some adjustments here. Let's move more online. Well, I don't know anyone in this space. How do I get to know people? So what did I do? I wrote another book. And that was an interview book that interviewed some of the bigger names in entrepreneurship, ranging from the CEO of Liquid IV to Lori Harder, John Lee Dumas, Pat Flynn, and a bunch of other people that I really respected or wanted to get to know. And then fast forward a little bit later, we decide that all we're doing now in our business is helping people write books themselves so they can grow a business and make an impact. So what do I need to do to become the expert? I wrote the book on that. And so now after all of that evolution, I've written 4 books by 30. And now we primarily focus on helping people take their experiences, their knowledge and their skills and turn it into a nonfiction book to grow their business and make a massive impact on the world.
I love it. So maybe somebody who is an expert, or maybe they don't realize they're an expert. I feel like there's a lot of that out there. Do they come to you with an idea, or they just come to you and they're like, I feel like I should write a book?
Yes.
Like both. Like, yes.
There are people that come to us and they're like, Jake, I got 5 different ideas. Help. Which one makes the most sense? We have other people who are like, everyone just tells me I need to write a book. What should I write it on? And then we have other people who are like, look, I'm trying to be a thought leader. What's the best idea that would help me get there fastest, right? If somebody wants to get more PR, right? And you know this, it's much easier to sell someone that has additional credibility, right? And so if someone's an author, if someone's a best-selling author, that's much easier to pitch than the person no one's ever heard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have people at all different stages, but the one thing I would say is that anybody who is thinking about writing a book for business growth, I would bet, I've seen it every single time, that you are more of an expert than you think you are. And what we find is two things to be true. Number one is once you write your book, your confidence around your expertise skyrockets. Why? Because you actually now have a tangible product in your hand that says, I know my shit, right? And that leads to huge opportunities on the back end. And the other thing, and I tell this to people all the time, I wrote a career development book at 23 years old with 1 year of career experience. But the key thing here is you don't need to be the world's greatest experts. You just need to be 1 to 2 steps ahead of the person you're trying to help. And if you can do that, you have the power and the knowledge to write a really valuable book to a lot of people around the world.
You know, I always hear like you're most powerfully positioned to help the person that you once were. So I guess like that's like a starting point of like, if you want to give back, like think on, someone once told me this, like think on some of the biggest struggles you've had in your life and how did you get through it? You may think like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I just, you know, figured it out and this happened and that happened. But like, no, someone else out there is looking for that type of guidance. It's not that simple to them because they're going through it right now. Remember when you were going through it, it wasn't that simple, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I always tell people this too, because you make such a great point. I always tell people, don't underestimate what you've experienced and what you know, and don't overestimate what you think someone else has experienced or what you think someone else knows. And that's a really powerful thing for someone who's like, well, who am I to write a book? I don't think I have enough to say to this book. And it's truly, don't discredit what you've done, what you've gone through, because what comes easy to you doesn't always come easy to other people. And we have to remember that. There's a reason why you're probably good at what you do. It's because it either comes easier or you've put in the time and effort to get good at it, or both. There are so many other people, though, that would love to have the knowledge that you have. And that's something that's such a powerful message for everyone listening here, is that whatever you've spent a lot of time doing, just by the sheer amount of time, you're likely better than the majority of people who want to start doing that thing. And so you have that skill, you've put in the time, you've had the opportunity to get better than average at the thing that you currently do. And if you're not better than average, well, either it's because you're just beginning and you need help and you need a book to help you get there, or you're just not that good or you don't really care about it. In that case, you're not writing a book on something you don't really like anyways. So it doesn't matter, right?
Touche. And honestly, like you hit the nail on the head with like something that you're good at seems really challenging to people. And it's almost hard. You know, I say like you can't see the label from inside the bottle. For example, for me, I can write for days. Like the idea of writing a book doesn't intimidate me because I can churn out some writing. I used to write people's papers for them in college for money. Okay. Well, hopefully this is not incriminating right now. Whatever. But it just came so easy to me that the money was easy and it was fine and it was whatever. But for other people, I feel like writing a book is probably like the most terrifying thought to them is actually like pen to paper. Like, oh my God, where do I even freaking begin? Maybe they have a topic and they're like, I suck at writing. I hate to write. Like, how do you tackle that with like people who are legit experts, but they're just writing is not their thing?
You're looking at that exact person. All right. Like I'm much better as a writer than I was when I first started. Okay. But I literally, in my last book, the book on how to write a book, okay, I literally say, I am not the best writer in the world, nor do I plan to be. But what I am is someone who has a message to share with you. And I've just at every step of my career found different ways to overcome that. It's called a best-selling book, not a best written book, right? When people are looking and reading books today, it's much different than when people read books 30, 50, 100 years ago, right? It's not about being this perceived author with the greatest prose and writing style. It's about, did what you tell me in about 150 pages get your point across so that now I can actually get results? Do I like you as a person? Do I like the style that you taught me with? And if that's how you can write, you're going to create a great book in this decade, because especially, and we're talking nonfiction books here. I want to make that very clear. Okay. Fiction is a whole different animal, but for nonfiction books, like, it's not about being the best writer, because guess what? You hire a team, you get the right editor. They make your writing better, right? They enhance it. So it's really about understanding that if you have the message to share, that's more powerful than the skill set you have of writing. And I tell people this all the time, is that when you're really trying to write this book, is don't let your dislike of writing stop you from writing a great book. If your fear of writing a book is less than your desire to help people, you can and will create a great book. And so when you put all those thoughts together, that could be a huge shift for people in their mind who don't consider themselves great writers off the bat.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's just, for some people, it's not even the idea of actually writing. It's like the anxiety of this buildup of like, that it's something you've never done before. You know, I think everybody has a tiny bit of anxiety of like, I don't really know what I'm doing with this. But like, I guess that's where you and your team step in. Like when somebody, like, let's say you help them pick a topic and they're like, I'm going to write on this topic. Then what do you help them, like, organize everything into chapters? Like, how do you, I guess even me, like I said, I can churn out some writing. I just don't even know how to mentally organize my thoughts around it.
Yeah. Great question, Whitney. Like, there's two components here. I want to answer that question with some tactical stuff here, but I also want to answer it as, you know, books in people's minds is this massive pedestal, right? When we hear someone's an author, we're like, oh my gosh, like that's awesome, right? Now in the entrepreneurial world, it's a little more common because people write more books, but to the average Joe, you're an author. Oh my gosh, like you did it, right? And we have it in our mind because writing a book is this massive accomplishment, and it is. And so naturally for people who are doing it the first time, they put a bigger weight on writing a book than it actually is. So that's the one side, but let's talk tactically here. Once someone has an idea and we've helped them find it, we've helped them validate it, what we also help you do is we show you how to outline your book. So we show you how to figure out what content and stories you need to use, what educational materials, aka what do you teach, your process, your framework, the knowledge. We show you how to combine those two so that then you know exactly what chapters to do, you know exactly how to organize your chapters, and then we give you the template of how to write a great nonfiction book. Here's what comes first. Here's what comes second. Here's where you want to be. Here's what you include in your intro. And people just bang it out. Most people that we work with are first-time authors, and they're finishing their rough draft in about 30 to 45 days.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. That was like my next question is like, what does a timeline for this even look like? But I guess if, like, again, if all this knowledge is like stored up in your head, then getting it out isn't the hard part, you know?
Well, and look, let's go back to childhood, right? Riding a bike. You don't, when you're younger, just jump on a bike and expect to be good at it, right? You learn, you have someone teach you, you get better, you practice, you get it done. And all of a sudden it's the easiest thing in the world, right? Now, except for me, yep. I'm still figuring out how to ride a bike, but that's beside the point.
For real?
kind of. I never was a big biker, all right? But when you write a book, again, if we remove this idea that it's a huge task, right? Riding a bike mm-hmm. is something we perceive as easy. Writing a book is something we perceive as difficult. But when you break it down, and this is something that we have found is the secret sauce, is you break it down. Instead of saying I'm writing a book, it's I'm writing a chapter. I'm outlining the chapter. I'm picking one story to reinforce this lesson. And all of a sudden, with the right support, the right repetition, a book just becomes a series of commitments to yourself that over time create this beautiful thing that is your book.
Yeah. So you guys kind of help people outline the framework, and then they just like, it's almost like a plug and play. Remember Mad Libs back in the day?
Yeah. It's a higher level version of Mad Libs. But that's true. And, you know, on one side of the way that we help people is we'll coach you through every step. The other side is we'll actually pair you with like a writing coach and an author coach who will do your outline with you and pull out your ideas and interview you. And then we'll even, for some people, we'll like literally write your whole book for you. All you got to do is show up and do a couple interviews, and then we will write a book using your words, your stories, your expertise based on the questions we ask you. And then we write the book for you and then do all the rest.
Interesting. Do you think that books that are written more casually hit better today? Like, you know, when I write something, if somebody knows me, even an email, if I write something and they know me, they'll know it's me. If I had someone else responding to my emails, people who know me would know that that's not me, you know, not just like the little words I say and things like that, but just my writing style in general. Do you feel like it's better to write like a casual book or to like spruce it up to be a little more formal?
So here's my belief on this. And I think you bring up a great question. I think it really depends. I think it depends on your industry. I think it depends on your objective. So we call these intentions. Why are you writing the book in the first place? But if you are, let's say, a doctor and you're writing a book specifically to teach other doctors how to do XYZ, right? That mm-hmm. book is likely going to need to encompass a little bit more research and be a little bit more formal. But if you're writing a book to entrepreneurs on how to get more PR, that better come from your style, right? Mm-hmm. So in my book, you know, I say, let's go all the time. In my book, I'm using let's go with six O's, right? Like that's as casual as it gets, but that's my brand. That's the style. I'm speaking to the audience that I hope will eventually work with me. And that's who we are. That's who I am. That's our brand. So I think it depends on what is the industry, what is your objective, and then what is your personal style and how you want to be perceived by the reader throughout that experience. But for the most part, I like a more casual style than overly formal.
Yeah, totally. And also we're millennials. So like, and as you know, Gen Z gets older and older and into the workforce and into the like the thought leadership type space, like they were raised on super informal, you know, like even in our space, when I'm trying to hire people out of Gen Z, I'm not ragging on you. I love you out there. But the writing, like the actual formal grammatical, like sentence structure struggles because they were just raised on the internet. They were raised on social media where it's like totally normal to speak with acronyms and like silly words and incorrect punctuation and stuff like that. But I will say I speak at stuff all the time. And when I speak, I am literally 100% me. Even on this podcast, like there's no work Whitney and regular Whitney. Like Whitney that you get at work is the same. My employees get the same Whitney as my family gets the same, as my friends get the same, as my significant others get the same. Like everybody gets the same Whitney. So I feel like, I don't know if, I guess if it's wanting, like you said, like if it's who you are, like let that, let's go with 6-0.
Yeah. I mean, look, here's the other thing too, is right. Is like casual and conversational does not mean bad punctuation and grammar. Right. Mm-hmm. But what it does mean is allowing your style to be heard. Right. But you're going to want the editing team to make sure that you're not just having run on sentences and that it just feels like it's a ramble. Right. That's the difference between casual and conversational versus unprofessional, right? Mm-hmm. And so the casual conversational is your personality, but properly written, right? So the way that we're speaking here, if we were to transcribe this, it would be exactly how we are, how we talk. However, it would not be directly translated to the written page. There would need to be a round or two of revision to make sure that we remove the filler words, to make sure you remove some of these little things, or right now, like I just said, paused or, right? Like you would want to cut the sentence and then start it, right? So there is that different feel to it, but overall, that's why you have the team. You write the book the way you speak because you want the reader to understand who you are, what you teach, how you teach, and what you've been through. That allows the reader to build your trust, and that allows the reader to take the next step, which is hiring you, working with you, referring you, And that's ultimately what our goal is with a lot of nonfiction books. Grow our business, be more credible, bring in leads, sign more clients, raise our fees, get booked to speak, right? Like, so it really all does depend on some of those objectives.
Totally. And even when I speak, I tell people, I'm like, hey, look, like, it's not my goal here for you to think I'm smart. It's my goal to like for you to walk away from this, this speech or conversation with knowledge. So I'm not going to use all these crazy terms that you don't know. I'm not going to use, I'm just going to 100% be me and just explain it to you as if you're my mom who's never heard of something like this, you know, God bless the boomers out there. But I think that just, it makes it feel a little more authentic. And then people actually walk away with something rather than trying to position yourself as like this hoity-toity expert and people get nothing out of it. They're just intimidated.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not wearing a suit and tie to my job. Like, that's not me. So I'm not going to write as a suit and tie person would write. Like, I'm wearing basketball shorts and a logoed t-shirt with my brand on it. Like, I'm casual. I want to have fun. I want people to have fun. Now, especially thinking about this too, like if you're thinking about writing a book, what's your topic? Do you need to make it a little more lighthearted, right? Do you need to make it a little bit more serious? For me, I want to keep writing a book lighthearted, fun, feel possible versus like, this is exactly how you're going to do it. This is how you're going to do it. And then people think they're going back to school. They failed writing. They're like, this is stupid. I'm never going to be able to do it. I know that's what people think. So I do it the exact opposite way to show people that it's very possible, no matter who you are, no matter what language you speak first. We've had people who are not even English speaking, native English speaking people write their books in English and produce a high quality book. So it's really about simplifying this whole process, being you and getting the right support along the way.
I like it. So when someone, let's say somebody finishes the book, you guys guide them through the whole process, no matter they write it, y'all write it, however you do it, then what? Like, do you guys help them with the publishing process or like helping get the book out there? Do y'all help with the marketing process?
It's big idea to bestseller. So we go from the big idea to the bestseller list. And once someone writes it and they're with us, we'll help them go through production, editing, designing, formatting. We'll publish it for you. You keep all ownership rights. All right. So we are a full service book coaching and publishing company. We'll help you with your launch. We'll help you with a custom plan. We'll book you on some podcasts. And then we'll partner up with a lot of people for additional support. If you want a free plus shipping funnel, if you want an audiobook, if you want to work on a keynote speech, if you want to, whatever it is, we do it in-house on the back or we have partners to refer. So it is a from start to finish type of experience with us because we don't want people to just get halfway and call it quits.
Right. Cause I feel like writing the book is the first part, but then like, if you write the book and no one knows about it or hears about it, like what the heck have you, I mean, yeah, it's a great accomplishment, but still the whole purpose is you're trying to bring change or help people or teach people or whatever the case may be. So it's like, you got to take that next step and like actually get it out there.
For sure. And what I encourage people to do too, and this is why it's so important to understand why you're writing it in the first place. But when we look at entrepreneurs, when we look at various different people who are running their own businesses or who are looking to help other people get more publicity, what we always look at is, okay, the first part, we got to write the book, we got to produce the book, then we got to publish and launch the book. All right. So what we love to do is I love to encourage people to go for that Amazon bestseller right off the bat. Like, you're launching your book, throw yourself a launch party, celebrate the shit out of accomplishment and shoot for the stars. Let's hit number one in a specific category. But I also really think it's important that we understand the long-term game. And here's what I mean by this. My goal is not to sell millions of copies on Amazon. That would be a great byproduct of my brand growing. But what my goal is to use this book to become the authority, to bring in more clients, to sign more clients. So I actually don't even know how many books are sold on Amazon, but I can tell you I give away hundreds of copies of my book every single month. And the reason I do that is because I'm more concerned about a 4, 5, 6-figure partnership than I am about a $7, $8, $9, $10 royalty. And that is a huge shift to know that the book can make a lot of money with sales, but it can also be based on what do you want to achieve by writing a book and becoming the expert in that space.
Preach. And, you know, people don't usually don't get rich off of writing a book. They like what you said, it elevates their brand and it brings other opportunities rather than just the, you know, you're playing the long game here. Rather than the $7 for the book, you're going for the seven-figure deal that the book helped elevate you to that level.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. There are a lot of people who make a lot of money with book sales, and that's incredible. I always like to think like I call book sales Borat money. Because it's very nice, right? It's nice. It's extra, right? For some people, it's $10,000 a month. For some people, it's $20,000. For some people, it's $100 a month, $1,000 a month. But whatever it is, the way that I like to view it is that's extra money. That's very nice money, right? But it helps to create the bigger picture, which is authorship, expertise, speaking, coaching, consulting, real estate, whatever it is that you are the expert on. We funnel it to there to ultimately help you achieve your long-term goals. And that's why it's different for every person.
Okay. I'm going to write a book, Jake. I'm going to do it. I'm going to eventually do it. I know we've talked about this a lot and we're about to have to run, but I want you to tell everybody about your upcoming event, because I know that's a hot thing coming up very soon in September. And if anybody out there is interested in writing a book, here's a good place to start.
Yeah, I'll keep it super quick here. September 21st through the 23rd, Marina Del Rey Hotel. We are putting on our Big Idea to Bestseller live event. And this event was literally created for the person who has wanted to write a book, but doesn't know where to start. The person who has a bunch of ideas, but doesn't know which one they should do. This is for the person who's been trying and has 17 journals lying around their house, but doesn't know how to turn that into an actual manuscript. And so over the course of 3 days, we are going to build a network of 25 like-minded future best-selling authors. We are going to shatter every limiting belief that you could possibly have about being an author and step into your author identity. And then on the third day, we're actually going to outline your entire book. So by the end of the weekend, you will have a validated idea, an outline written, and a plan to finish your book and monetize it within the next 6 to 9 months. Okay. And that's in Marina Del Rey. We have people who came in March and they will be doing a live launch at this event in September. All right. So that is how real this process is. And so if you want to write a book, reach out to me on Instagram at Jake Kelfer. We have very few seats left. So if you want to do this, act quickly. Let us know you came from here. I'll hook you up with a sweet VIP discount. And that is the best way. So at Jake Kelfer on Instagram, and we'll get you your ticket. We'll also, if you can't make the event, we'll get you a free copy of my book and we'll welcome you into the Big Idea to Bestseller world.
Awesome. All right, y'all. If you're interested, go follow Jake on Instagram. We'll also drop everything in the show notes for you too. I'm going to be at one of those events eventually, and I'm going to write a book. So here I am promising everybody, putting it out there.
We love it. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jake, for coming on the show. We appreciate you so much. Can't wait to hear about the event, and we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please take a moment to screenshot this episode and share it to social media using hashtag TrueStoryPR, or better yet, write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in. See you next time for another True Story.